Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
Syria is now in Russia after fleeing his country. Rebels in control of Syria's capital, Damascus, and President Biden says it's a perilous moment.
Some of the rebel groups that took down Assad have their own grim record of terrorism and human rights abuses. We've taken note of statements by the leaders of these rebel groups in recent days, and they're saying the right things now. But as they take on greater responsibility, we will assess not just their words, but their actions.
The president said U.S. military forces had conducted airstrikes in Syria to keep the Islamic State from reasserting itself in the aftermath. BBC's Stephen Rosenberg is in Moscow reporting Russia also has to deal with the regime change.
Even though Moscow had supported Bashar al-Assad for 9 years and had sent him all this military assistance to shore him up and keep him in power for the last 9 years, now that he has been toppled, Russia trying to find a dialogue with the new leadership in Syria.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu praised Assad's overthrow amid reports Israel has bombed a research center in Damascus. CBS News reporter Linda Gradstein is following that in Jerusalem.
The reports say that Israel has long suspected that the research center in Damascus was used by Iran to develop long-range guided missiles. Israel is concerned that now that the Syrian regime has collapsed, rebels could take control of the research center. Meanwhile, the Israeli army said it had taken control of the buffer zone between Israel and Syria in the Golan Heights.
President-elect Trump appeared on NBC's Meet the Press this morning, and he said the members of the congressional committee which investigated the January 6 insurrection at the Capitol should be imprisoned.
Cheney was behind it, well, and so was Benny Thompson and everybody on that committee. For what they did,
yeah.
Honestly, they should go to jail.
The comment comes amid reports President Biden is considering issuing pardons for people who might be targets for retribution by the incoming president. There may be an empty spot in some homes this year where there should have been a real live Christmas tree.
Talk about a Scrooge. People in many areas of the country are seeing a shortage of real Christmas trees this holiday season. Wholesale prices are up as a result. Sarah James owns a tree farm in the Wabash Valley of southwestern Indiana.
We have kept our prices the same. We just take the hit because, you know, it's a special time of year, and we're not trying to turn away people from buying real trees.
The supply of real Christmas trees is down because of weather issues, high production costs, and the pandemic.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
Happy Saturday night, everybody. Welcome to Mag Sync Radio, original local music from Wisconsin across the Civic Media Radio Network. We got a big show for you tonight. Rocker and I will tell you all about it in just a couple of minutes. First, let's kick the night off with a double dip of Kelsey Miles. Save My Soul. It's Mag Sync on Civic Media. We are local music.
Strings, my hands don't rest. I got a secret song I have to confess. Everything I've known feels so strange. So sets on a new horizon. Spend late nights just fantasizing, and I lose myself in the light.
past reflections change. I bury all that I have in a grave, but my six strings makes me feel at home. Well, light's too bright, and now I'm afraid.
Radio. Radio for the people.
Screaming red. They will clown in your judgment. Oh, so I had to take a stand and unplug that silence.
That is Kelsey Miles. The name of the song is called Red. That was an older one from Kelsey. Before that, to kick off the double shot was Save My Soul. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jimmy Kay. I'm here with Rocker. Good evening, brother. What's happening?
What's happening, Jimmy?
Terry Barr is off tonight. Kelsey Miles, of course, we all know her.
Oh, yeah.
From fame here in the Madison area. And then we were all heart-crushed when she moved away to Kansas City, Rocker.
Yeah.
But wait. She's coming back for a show.
Isn't that how it always is?
I'm
Jimmy,
excited about
when
this.
When you're from Wisconsin or Madison, when you leave, you come back.
Yeah.
It always happens that way. And Kelsey is actually going to be coming back for the holidays. She's going to play a show, and she's going to be recording with her bands and stuff like that. She comes back here to Madison to record, so that's pretty cool. December 21st, Gamma Ray Bar. She's going to be playing with Don't Mess with Cupid, which is a Otis Redding tribute band, which is fronted by Kevin Wilmot II, who owns the Gamma Ray Bar.
It's a perfect story.
So it's like really awesome, and they're great singers, right, together. But when the show's done, guess what happens, Jimmy?
We all party with Kelsey Miles.
And karaoke,
right.
So Jimmy, you can sing a song to Kelsey Miles.
I don't think anybody wants that, dude.
Really?
Nobody wants me to sing a song to anyone.
I don't know, Jimmy. Yeah. I think you're wrong. I think everybody wants to hear Jimmy sing some karaoke.
Nope. The demand is not there, dude. This is a dead duck.
Well, what's the phone number, Jimmy?
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Call or text us from the Civic Media app. I could barely run a radio show, but I could guarantee you I can sing. You know, I New Year's Eve, I was in Texas, dude, with my brother at the time. This is back in the 90s.
Uh-oh.
And I thought, I had the great idea after like a bunch of cocktails just before midnight, let's go up and sing Rawhide. It did not go well.
Did you get the bottles thrown at you?
Well, no bottles were thrown, but there was laughs and ridicule.
And ridicule? Yeah. Well, that's what you want.
I suppose, yeah. Everybody gets ridiculed. I mean, I grew from the experience.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm the man I am today because of that night.
And you were dancing one time on New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve is a big, you know,
yeah,
thing for you.
Yeah. Yeah, I do a lot of firsts on New Year's Eve. My goodness. Hey, I know you're not a big sports fan, Rocker, but
yeah,
perhaps you can help me out. Wisconsin is going through kind of a down spurt with sports right now.
You mean football?
Well, everything. You know, the Wisconsin men's basketball team, they played Marquette today. Congratulations, Golden Warriors. They played a heck of a game. Bucky lost 74-88 to Marquette. Was it Thursday night? The Packers lost to the Lions 31-34.
Yeah, but the Bucks are winning, right?
No, the Bucks are not having a great year. Wisconsin Volleyball is doing really well. They're in the NC2A tournament. Mm. So what's your recommendation to help the downness with Wisconsin sports scene right now?
I would just say for the Packers. I thought that was a great game. I thought that they, fought like hell and almost won that game. Should have probably won that game. Yeah. If it wasn't for that pick block.
You sound like a Bear fan.
Kill the touchdown. A Bear fan.
Should have, would have, could have.
Well,
you know,
we were playing the best team in the league, and we gave them it all.
Yeah, that's true. Go Pack, go.
You know, and if we see him coming up in January, odds are in our favor.
Very true, and probably us getting into the playoffs.
I mean, very rare do you do 3 wins in a row unless it's Packers Bears.
How are you dealing with the lull between the Badgers and the Packers, and I think the Brewers has traded away somebody special? And 844-967-2789. Throw me a text or give me a call. Let me know. Rocker, what's coming up on the show tonight?
Oh, boy, Jimmy, we got lots of stuff. Ethical Trade Company, James Farid, co-founder, he's in here and tell us all about the mission and the products and their store and what's going on. Baghdad Scuba Review is having another reunion show coming up at the Atwood on Atwood Avenue in Madison. Eric Redash, the bassist, he'll be in here to talk about that show. And Steez, they've been around for so long, it's incredible, more than 2 decades. Stephen Neary, he'll be in. Creep Funk Christmas, we're going to hear all about it. They have a Creep Funk Christmas show coming up. And live in the lair, Lou Shields, he's going to be in here telling us stories, playing his 1931 Rickenbacker resonator.
He's like
guitar.
He's a legend. He should be like in a Hall of Fame or 3 or something.
Yeah.
Like that. Absolutely.
It's crazy. And this will be actually his second appearance. He hasn't been in here in a very long time. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Then Indy 45 show with Shane Christopher Neal and Max Inc. After Hours with Rob Roberts.
Jay. Rocker, who was the singer-songwriter or the singer and the bassist for the producers here in Madison? Who was that?
Kyle Henderson.
That's right. We're going to play some Kyle Henderson right now from his 2013 album. That understand me. Oh, nothing better in this world. When she hold my heart and treat it so very gently. Oh, nothing better in this world. Every day is a brand new day and a brand new chance to get it right. I've heard it said the heart, it has its reasons. Reason just can't understand. When some alchemy turns stone to flesh, alive and breathing. Yeah. Reason got nothing but to bend the knee, but raise your hand. Every day, it's a brand new day. And a brand new chance.
This is Max Inc. Radio.
Dreams. Damn, I feel like I'm alive again. Damn, I feel like I'm alive again. The truth, it guides me to believe. Damn, I feel like I'm alive again. Damn, I feel like I'm alive again. Talk about it, but we don't talk about it. We could talk about it now. The stress, it strikes when you fail to meet your needs. Damn, I feel like I'm alive again. Damn, I feel like I'm alive again. When you try to be discreet. Damn, I feel like I'm alive again. Damn, I feel like I'm alive again. We could talk about it. Like I'm alive again. The script, the writers that can't foresee. Damn, I feel like I'm alive again. Damn, I feel like I'm alive again. We could talk about it, but we don't talk about it. We could talk about it. We could talk about it.
Say, do you hear what the brother man say? Say, what make we all can get together? Unity, strength, and strength is the power. So why don't we all just get together? We are brothers and we are a sister. Why can't we all get along? Together we could be so strong. Why can't we all get along? Together we could sing the same song.
Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music. Natty Nation from 1996. That's an old song right there.
Yeah. That's from their first album, I bet.
The journey has begun.
Yeah, it is.
That's Get Along. Song is very relevant today. We all got to get along, you know? Somehow or another. Kyle Magna and the Monsoons. Before that, Alive Again. Rocker, they both have shows coming up. Where's Natty playing?
Natty Nation has a New Year's Eve show, actually, coming up at the Gamma Ray Bar here in Madison. They're going to be playing with Ghostland Radio and DJ Harsh Beats.
That's going to be a cool show. And Kyle Magna.
Yeah, man.
Kyle Magna's coming back to the area Alive Again December 17th at the Stone Arch Pub in Appleton. Rocker, we got James Ferret from Ethical Trade Company in studio. Have a chat with him. I'm excited to learn about coffee and chocolate this year.
Yeah, man.
It's going to be good stuff.
It's coming up next.
And I'm super excited about Lou Shields being coming in and performing live in the Lair tonight. Lou is a legend in this area. How long have you known Lou, Rocker? What's your most interesting story about Lou?
I think that when we had him in the Lair the first time, that was when I had first met him, right? And then we booked him for Atwood Fest. He played on the stage over by you, right?
Right. Yes.
Yep. I was just amazed at, you know, his storytelling, his playing his 1931 resonator guitar, you know, slide, just kind of those songs from the day gone by. Very historical, you know what I mean? And perceptive as well, because it's his spin on things too.
For some reason, I thought you've known Lou for longer than that.
No.
Oh, that's interesting. Just a big fan. That's very true. Anyway, Lou Shields live in the Lair coming up at 9 o'clock tonight. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass Now. You can buy or sell your next home right now at movetomadison.com. Also sponsored by Ethical Trade here in Madison, dedicated to empowering artisans and farmers who are vulnerable to exploitation. Ethical Trade CO carries a device range of items from over 50 countries in their store on Madison's east side or online at ethicaltradeco.com. We're going to talk with James. It's coming up next.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Ring in the new year at the Lazy Elf Lounge in Madison. Enjoy live music from Saturday Morning Cartel and free champagne jello shots at both 10 p.m. and midnight. Take $2 off Tito's mixers, 16-ounce cans of Bud Light or Miller Lite, just $2.50. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. Hungry? The delicious late-night menu will be available until midnight on New Year's Eve at the Lazy Elf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Visit LazyElfLounge.com. Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net, a health food store for your pets.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Where can you buy goods made around the globe, knowing your purchase is also making a difference? It's Ethical Trade Co. in Madison. Ethical Trade Co. is a nonprofit. Product sales help end modern slavery by creating more opportunities for the artists. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person 11 to 5 Tuesday through Saturday at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. EthicalTradeCo.com. Goods for a better world.
Saturday night across to Wisconsin. Hope you're having a great night. Love to hear what's going on in your world. Don't forget, you can call or text the show right now, 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Call or text us from the Civic Media app, Roger.
Jimmy, Ethical Trade Company is a nonprofit organization dedicated to empowering artisans and farmers who are vulnerable to exploitation. Guided by the tagline, Fair Trade, Goods for a Better World, Ethical Trades carries a diverse range of items from over 50 countries in their store on Madison's East Side or online on their web store. Here to tell us about the company, the mission, the products, is co-founder James Ferret. James, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you for having me again.
Great to see you, James.
Thank you.
Well, so what was the last country that you went and toured?
I was in Poland last, not counting England, because England is, you know, not really. Yeah,
home, it is, right?
But it's, yeah, on that trip, I was in Moldova, I was in Poland, I was in Ukraine too.
Why doesn't England count?
Because I'm from England.
Okay.
So,
all right.
You know,
that makes sense.
In my mind, it doesn't count. You guys, it probably does, but yeah.
Now, James, before we find out about Ethical Trade Company, what is your backstory? You just said you're from England. Like, who is James Fred?
Yeah, so I'm English, from England. I've emigrated here to the States about 16, 17 years ago. Married with two kids. Love this town.
What made you get into like retail?
It is a very brutal business. So I was working with another nonprofit, and we were visiting some. We're taking teams out to Asia to work with women and children at risk, and we were working with organizations that were working with exploited women, and we wanted to provide a marketplace for the goods that they were producing. So we were doing it short term, and then we're like, "How hard can it be to make this a full time gig?" Turns out to be very hard. And quite expensive,
and that's
and
that was basically the genesis of Ethical Trades.
It's really the way it's been, and we've been doing it now close to 10 years. Founded 2025 in February. 2015 in February.
And then you have a saying here that ethical gift giving. That sounds interesting. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so it's all about looking about where your gifts come from. So who makes them? What's the environmental impact about them? What's the person impact? Like, is that person being paid a fair wage, or is that person being exploited? Generally, if something is super cheap, then either the retailer is making a loss on it, or the person making it made a loss on it.
And I guess one more question: why should I have to worry about that? Why should I worry about that?
Well, it's my personal opinion that we share this planet with other people that are very similar to us. They may not necessarily have the same accent or speak the same language or even have the same color skin, or we may not agree politically, but they are the same as us. We believe that everyone is made in the image of the divine, whether you are black, white, brown, whatever, you know, and we should be taking care of our fellow humans.
You're giving someone empowerment to basically take control of their lives and make a living for the craft or the arts that they create.
Yeah, definitely. None of us like to be exploited. None of us like to be ripped off.
Right.
So why are we doing it to so many other people? Yeah. Sorry.
No problem. You know, tell us about really, like, how, like, why you started Ethical Trade Company. Like, how did it actually get started? Because you weren't intending on starting this. You were kind of on a tour doing stuff, and it occurred to you that maybe you should start this.
Yeah, so we were when we visited these groups, we would then come back to, it was mostly churches, and do awareness tours where we would talk about the plight of children at risk. And mostly these were street kids. These were people that, or women that had been abused or had been exploited. And there was such a heart, I guess, for to do something more than just sit and listen. I like to talk about that as being more like being an armchair activist, where you can sit and post something on your phone and you can feel better. But it takes more than that to make a difference. You have to, change where your money is spent. We have such a power in our dollars by voting for which kind of company we buy from with our dollars. So let's use that and make a significant difference overseas.
So what you guys do is go into these places, find these vulnerable people who can be exploited, teach them skills to either create crafts or products, and then you buy these products from them and resell them at your store and online.
Yeah, that is pretty much what happens, apart from we're not the ones in country. We have products from well over 50 nations, so we can't be in all these countries at the same time, So we'd like to try and visit people, and we certainly used to do that pre-COVID. I haven't really been on, I've traveled to Europe since then, but we work with organizations that speak the language, that know the culture, that know the right pay. So that way we're not trying to duplicate their efforts, and then they don't have to duplicate our efforts.
What kind of feedback, results, positive or negative, have you gotten from various communities or countries or families that are selling stuff for you?
Yeah, so we have a supplier that during COVID, he made bags for us, and he was hurting pretty badly. Yeah. And I was getting regular messages like, can you buy more? Can you buy more? Sadly, it was COVID, so we couldn't buy more. So it was just difficult for that. But we've also seen other groups, like there's a, in Nepal, there's a company called Perno. They run the largest fair trade contract manufacturer in Nepal. They have just seen their growth year after year after year, seeing the number of people they're working with, is really encouraging. Like, we don't necessarily, because of the disconnect with working with partners, we don't necessarily interact with the people themselves, but they do, and that's important.
Now, you have a physical location and an online store, and the website location is www.ethicaltradeco.com, and your retail store is located on East Moreland Community Center on Madison's east side at 3565 Tulane Avenue. Do you have holiday hours?
Yeah, so we are open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 5. Normally we're just open Wednesday through Saturday, but because of the run-up to Christmas, it's the gift-giving season. Yes, we threw in an extra day because, people are coming in. So also, I want to let you guys know that we are running we have a promotional code for you guys to use.
Oh, yeah.
If you use the code MAXINC on both our website and in store, you'll get 15% off.
15%
off. Wow. Yep.
Excellent. Yeah. Well, thank you very much.
Like, what can we get 15% off chocolate. On?
Chocolates. We have a nice range of chocolate, which, by the way, if you want to watch something about chocolate and exploitation, I'd highly recommend the John Oliver sort of episode on chocolate. A, it's funny, and B, it's, I learned a lot through it, and I knew a lot anyway. So coffee, chocolate, we have accessories, we have fashion clothing now, we have men's shirts, fair trade men's shirts. Fair trade fashion for men is really difficult to find. Yeah. And so we've been, because I'm a guy, I want to wear stuff that is exploitation free too. So we have jewelry, we have Indian spices. We have a
Indian
whole range of
spices.
Stuff. Yeah, Indian spices from a company owned by an LGBT group. So, which in India is difficult.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah.
So, I love it. I mean, if you're conscious and you want to be a good citizen of Earth and just be a good person, I guess.
Yeah.
And you want to, help stop exploitation of people and make a difference with somebody because the stuff is coming. You know, you can go to ethicaltradeco.com right now. Buy some chocolate. Buy some coffee for a great Christmas gift. Don't forget to put the Max Inc. in the promo box to get 15% off. Mm-hmm. You can't go wrong.
No, you can't. And you can even choose to pick up in store and save the shipping.
Love that. You got some events coming up at the store? Or?
We have. So we're going to be at the Garver Feed Mill next weekend for their big sort of winter market. And, yeah, hopefully you guys made it to the Fair Trade Holiday Fair. That was today. That was an amazing event. Apart from that, we're just going to be open and let people come in.
That's fantastic, James. Hey, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Really appreciate you. I love what you all do. I'm happy you're back here at Max Inc. Radio for the Christmas season. We appreciate that. Thank you so much.
So much for having me again.
Don't forget, ethicaltradeco.com. Put Max Inc. in the promo box to get yourself 15% off. That's a good deal for the holidays right here. You're making some a difference.
Sitting at the corner of a field, I find myself on top of those stones. I'm feeling all sorts of feels. There's a light shining down from the heavens. And they're shining so bright and so loud that I must have my dang old head in the ground. That's the way it goes after a night like that. Yeah, last thing I remember, I was plucking the banjo. We were having all sorts of laughs. Oh, to do that to myself. Why would I drink my night away? Oh, yeah, that's right. All my friends, they told me to do it. All my friends told me to do it. I know they might seem like a bad influence, but they're how I get through it. All my friends give me for feeling down. That's why I'm proud to prove they love their way. They keep me around. Send me a picture of sadness. Send me the Holy Ghost. Sell me some sort of way to get on with my day and forget where my troubles are at. Invite me over for dinner. Invite my woman too. Give me a pretty baked beans, tater salad, far too much barbecue. All my friends told me to do it. I know they might seem like a bad influence, but they're how I get through it. All my friends. Hey.
Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That's Armchair Boogie and All My Friends. And they got a show coming up at the Majestic Theater here in Madison on New Year's Eve. That's going to be a fun show. Hey, thanks to James Ferrett from Ethical Trade, CEO, for coming in on the show tonight, telling us about Ethical Trade. It's great to have them back as an advertiser. And don't forget, when you shop at ethicaltradeco.com, put the Max Inc. promo in at checkout. Get 15% off your order. I love it when they do that. Give our listeners 15% off rocker and give you an opportunity to feel good about what you're buying.
That's incredible. And you know, like, you know what I find incredible about how they help people is it's not like, you know, those people who are standing on the street corner saying, you know, holding the sign saying, you know, help me out. These people are making crafts. They're selling them on the market, and then you're buying them from these people. Literally, I think they're earning it. They're small earning business. Your help.
Absolutely. EthicalTradeCO.com. Goods for a better world. Max Inc. at checkout for 15% off. Hey, we got a double dip coming up after the top of the hour. News with the People Brothers Band. Also next hour, Bagdag Scuba Review. Eric Ramish. Radish. Am I saying, is that?
Redash.
Redash. Thank you, Rocker. He's going to come in, chastise me because I can't say his name, and find out what's going on with him. I love Bagdag. Right now, though, how about some music from a band who's also playing New Year's Eve at the Majestic with Armchair Boogie? It's Them Cooley Boys. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Sometimes it can be and you're working from beer. town in America.
That Wisconsin sounded so good. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Asking
are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As Democrats pick up the pieces from their loss to Donald Trump, one of the first major decisions the party will be making is to select the new chair of the Democratic National Committee. The race for that role now has a major Wisconsin connection. Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, is now officially running for DNC chair. One Democratic source I talked to characterized Wickler as a Goldilocks candidate for the role. He's liked by both centrists and progressives, big-dollar donors and grassroots organizers, and knows how important state parties around the country can be in a second Trump term. So, could he be just right for the role? The vote for DNC chair is scheduled for February 1st. A lot can happen between now and then. But whether or not Wickler wins in his bid for the role, it will certainly be a story to watch for Democratic politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.